Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. So I'm getting a tour of a new client's office last week, being introduced to several key employees in offices and cubicles and open work areas, stopping for a while to shake hands and chat. And guess what I see is a common element in almost every person's workspace I was in. Yes, of course, photos of families, but that's not what I mean. No, I mean something else. As I would lean in to get a closer look, let's say at a family photo of a spouse, kids, or vacation, I would also see nearby handwritten notes, cards, and letters taped to a wall or tacked to a corkboard. These were clearly not self-written. They were addressed to the person who occupied the office and written by other people. No, I didn't read them. I just glanced. But my presumption is they were written to say thanks or congratulations or compliments or best wishes or acknowledge something of significance. What is extraordinary here is three things. These notes were, one, kept, not thrown away, two, displayed for the recipient and others to see, and three, everyone had them, given to them by different people for different reasons. Wow, the simple handwritten note. It's appreciated, it's memorable, it's read and reread and reread and reread, and it's flaunted. Kind of makes you wonder, why don't more people take a few minutes to write them? Their importance to the receiver is proven by these visible displays. Look, everyone loves to get a thank you phone call, but the truth is, the words in a call, spoken only once, can be forgotten. Everyone loves to get a pat on the back, but the truth is, being patted only once, well, the feeling will dissipate. But a written note, a handwritten note that took a little more time to create, not a typed note, not an email, not a text, but a handwritten note, well, those words last forever, because there they are, in writing. Made even more important because no one handwrites them anymore. So when you get one, it stands out. You're proud. You feel great. You're jazzed. You're pumped up. And yes, you want to put it up on the wall to remind yourself every so often. I met a CEO several years ago who ran a large company with thousands of employees, and he told me something I'll never forget. Here's what he said. I travel all the time to our offices all over the country. On Monday morning, I put 40 blank thank you cards and 40 envelopes in my briefcase. My goal is to write 40 attaboys to 40 different people by Friday night, every week, 50 weeks a year. Then he added this. These aren't contrived, meaningless acknowledgments. I always find specific achievements or projects or wins to congratulate our people for. I look for them, so I find them. It gives me great pride to write these notes, and it gives them great joy to receive them. And writing these may be the most important thing I do all week, every week. Wow. Well, the proof's in the pudding. People post these. Ask yourself this. Do you put anything up on your office wall that's boring or hollow or meaningless? No. A heartfelt handwritten note from someone important to you, acknowledging you for something of significance, will not be something you throw away. You'll keep it. You'll reread it. Maybe even display it. So, here's what you can do. Make someone else's day. Make lots of people's day. Get in the habit of writing handwritten thank you and acknowledgement notes to people under your influence, in your charge, on your team, people above you who guided or mentored you, people who look to you for inspiration. But don't stop there. Include people who don't even know you and don't know you were watching when they did something noteworthy. My goal is to write one a day, 5 to 7 a week. I've been doing it for years. I send them to clients, friends, colleagues, suppliers, family, anyone I want to touch. You would not believe the comments I get, although to be clear, that is not why I write them. People appreciate being appreciated, especially in a good old-fashioned handwritten note. Nobody writes them anymore, and that is exactly why they stand out. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.